Catching up with the National Farmers Union at NAFB. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.
I got with me Mike Strands, who's the Vice President of Advocacy with National Farmers Union. Government shutdown, that was something that happened, you know, last month, and was a really long one too. So as we move forward, I guess what's kind of next?
Sure. Well, having the shutdown resolved untangles a lot of the issues I think we've got right now. It held up so much, you know, whether it was getting farm payments out through farm programs at FSA with the offices being closed for a while. It slowed down USDA implementation of disaster programs. It prevented much progress on trade assistance and certainly interrupted SNAP payments for so many Americans who need that assistance to help get access to food, air traffic control, you name it. There was a lot going on or not happening because of the shutdown. Now that that has been resolved, we can dive in on a few more issues. So, for instance, USDA last week announced more details about disaster programs. Glad to have that being taken care of. Those were authorized back in late 2024. Now they're being implemented. Secondly, we're hearing more about what USDA and the administration might do to help farmers affected by tariffs and the uncertainty around trade. We've got to make sure those programs are implemented appropriately and that we're not sending, you know, tens of billions of dollars to the multinational meat corporations like happened during the market facilitation program back in 2018 and 19. Got to make sure those are structured right. The USDA's got some work to do there. And then finally, it also gets to the farm bill, because back in the summertime, back in July, there were some important improvements to the farm safety net passed in the reconciliation bill, the big, beautiful bill. But there's other issues that have yet to be resolved in a farm bill.
Yeah, and that's a big topic. I know it's a running joke kind of in our office. Like, Keith has worked there for 3 years, and for 3 years he's been talking about a farm bill, and 3 years later we still don't have one. So that's probably just the hardest part, is getting it across the finish line, making sure everything in there is, you know, good for the farmer.
Absolutely. And, you know, what was supposed to be the 23 farm bill became the 24, 25, and now hopefully 2026. And there's some important provisions that have to be addressed, whether it's on competition, to make sure we're doing something about input costs and the lack of competitive markets in so many sectors of agriculture. We need to make sure we're tackling rural development issues or getting in deep on conservation topics. There's a lot of issues that need to be resolved, let alone I think there's a growing interest in making sure the farm safety net is structured in a more durable way, I guess. We're looking forward to those debates. Hopefully it can happen in 2026, but
yes,
it's going to take some doing.
And I know another big topic, I guess, in the news world right now was importing beef from South America and tariffs down there. So I guess any update on that front?
Yeah, so it's been a real firestorm the last month or so of discussions around quadrupling the amount of beef that we import from Argentina. And that sends the wrong message to ranchers in the U.S. because we're talking about making sure American agriculture is strong. We understand that consumers have some concerns about beef prices, but yet the demand is still strong there. So the reaction by the administration to bring in more beef from Argentina is the wrong direction to go. And while there's been some ideas out of USDA about how to help with processing and also to investigate meat packers, that's all welcome. One other thing we should be doing is reinstating mandatory country of origin labeling. That's been a huge topic for Farmers Union and for so many ranchers and farmers across the country. Now's a great time to do it because there's a bill in the Senate led by Majority Leader Thune. There's a bill that was just introduced in the House by Congresswoman Harriet Hageman from Wyoming and Congressman Ro Khanna from California. That bill enjoys broad bipartisan support. Now's the time to do it, because if we're going to be bringing in more beef from Argentina, it ought to be labeled. It ought to be clear and consistent and accurate for consumers to know where their food's coming from.
As we wrap up here, I guess any message you want to leave with our Midwestern farmers?
Well, it's the time of year where a lot of organizations, including Farmers Union, have state conventions. And this is a time where we're getting ideas from the grassroots level. I encourage you to get involved, whether it's in Farmers Union or elsewhere, to make your voice heard. That can help us all in advocating for agriculture in Washington.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.